Tales of the weird are as omnipresent in our Imperium as the Aquila. Oh, whispered they may be, withheld from the zealous eyes of the preacher or the arbiter, but they persist. The galaxy is a strange and terrible place, filled with the inexplicable, and our species is a credulous one, rendered ever more so by the metastasized cultural catastrophe that is the Imperium. There is a legend, spread far and wide, yet remembered in full only by a few, that the God Emperor possesses within his arsenal forces beyond the mundane, that from beyond the all-too-thin veil of reality, those who serve as his divine judgment and imperious wrath, that in fire and night is vengeance cast, striding from the darkness to deliver ruin unto the enemies of humankind. Rare are they, yes, and rarer still is their passage verifiable, but exist they do. A fact that we must reckon with, even if its mysteries may never be fulsomely understood. Know then, that this is a record of the Emperor's immaterial vengeance, a force of arms unlike any other, a record of the Legion of the Damned. The Legion of the Damned is a colloquially accepted term for an inexplicable phenomenon that occurs upon battlefields across the galaxy during times of near-certain Imperial defeat. Without warning, precedent, or explanation, a force of space marines will manifest in the combat operations theater, appearing as if from the air itself, and they will engage the enemies of humanity with a silent but vicious fury. The only documented portents of their arrival are the coalescing of dark, sulfuric clouds seconds before manifestation, from whence the Astartes themselves will burst forth. There is no lead time beyond this. The manifestation of the Legion can never be timed, expected, or predicted. The only commonality is the status of the Imperial forces that they will come to assist. Such forces will always be in the most dire of tactical exigencies, perched upon the very precipice of defeat. Yet even this is no tried and true predictor of the Legion's emergence. Imperial forces galaxy-wide suffer disaster and slaughter nearly daily, with nary a sight of mysterious Astartes emerging from the air itself. These Astartes are uniformly clad in power armor of the darkest black, adorned with symbols and heraldry redolent of humanity's lurid imaginings of chthonic underworlds and osseous devotion. The bones and skulls of the Catharic notion of hell bedeck their plate, which is often of mixed armor marks. Damned legionnaires in Mark 8 errant armor fight alongside armor apparently thousands of years older, but all share the same iconography and color patterns. Whatever their surroundings and the local climate conditions, their armor appears to almost steal the light from the world around it, consuming even the glare of a high noon sun, such that the mysterious Astartes appear perpetually shrouded in gloom. Illumination is, however, provided by the lambent glow of flames that dance across their ceramite, fire of an apparently ethereal, sorcerous variety that swells with terrible fury when a damned legionnaire claims a kill. This butchery they have been noted to perform with a clinical efficiency that is unnerving for those who behold it, for even the discipline of the Adeptus Astartes does not mean they fight with the grim silence that these ethereal marines do. Such combat has been likewise noted as being highly proficient, akin to seeing veteran Astartes of a chapter's first company comport themselves, the brutality of their gen-enhanced physiques combined with the skill and experience of centuries of veterancy. Their sheer economy of motion is consistently referenced in eyewitness reports. The Legion wastes no time with flourishes, or even the slow debilitation of the foe. They seemingly seek to kill as quickly and cleanly as possible. While their armor is noted as bearing, at least to the naked eye, the same physically defensive properties as all Astartes Ceramite, the damned legionnaires seemingly possess a fortitude that goes beyond common Astartes physiology. Appearing to withstand wounds that would significantly impede the functionality of the more mundane Angels of Death. In part, this is seemingly due to the incorporeality. Las cannon beams and plasma bolts will pass through them without any resistance, while blades slice at their figures but seemingly find only thin air. However, even in cases where a weapon may find its mark and bury itself deep within that umbral power armor, such damage seemingly has little to no effect on the legionnaire in question. They will typically then affect the immediate death of the unlucky or lucky enemy. No such joy for these foes. While the Legion is seemingly intangible when attacked, their own weapons, blades, and fists mete out staggeringly real destruction. Many who have observed the phenomenon initially conclude their deliverers are some form of spirit, or indeed merely a hallucination, right up until the moment the Legion begins its killing, putting paid to such notions in cold fire and silent fury. Such violence as they affect seems born of some burning desire for vengeance. This observation is, again, a commonality in eyewitness reports. They have an apparent desire to purge the enemies of the Emperor totally and utterly. This is likewise supported by the Legion equipping itself with weapons so redolent of that scouring purgation. Flamers, heavy flamers, melters, tools of incineration and disintegration. Even such weapons add to the curiosity. The promethium tanks of the Legion's flame weapons never run dry. Their bolter magazines are seemingly inexhaustible. Even in the most protracted of engagements, which are admittedly rare in the canon of the phenomenon's documented appearances, none of the Astartes have ever been observed reloading a weapon, or even attempting to maintain it in any way. A manifestation of the Legion phenomenon will persist until the tactical situation has been reversed, or until Imperial reinforcements have arrived, or when those in dire need have been rescued. At this point, the manifestation will immediately cease, the Astartes figures discorporating in an instant. As with their appearance, there is nothing to herald this departure, no visual or aural spectacle. Many will claim they merely had to glance away for the briefest instant for the Astartes to vanish as if they had never been. Yet others state that before their very eyes the figures will blink out of existence, or fade like a hololith being terminated. Equally curious is that following the end of a manifestation, memory of the phenomenon likewise begins to fade from the minds of those who beheld it, although admittedly quite slower. All eyewitness reports one will reference within this record are the product of a diligent investigator transcribing testimony within days or even hours of an engagement where the Legion was present, as, seemingly like a dream, all knowledge of the phenomenon apparently departs human recollection. Several canny inquisitors or mechanicus invigilators have sought to use recording devices to observe the Legion in action, yet this technology's machine spirits are always rendered foul and traumatized by what they have recorded, requiring gentle coaxing back into operation by skilled magi to provide even the most corroded and incomplete picts, vids, or data reels. The only verifiable marker of the Legion's passage through our plane is the scent of burning flesh, a scent that lingers within the nostrils of eyewitnesses for weeks, months, years afterwards, sometimes indeed for the rest of the individual's natural life. The Imperium's realms are filled with terrors beyond count. That is not even to discuss those that exist beyond our borders. The unexplained mysteries of the galaxy could fill an entire librarium in their recording alone. Legion of the Damned remains, however, a startlingly persistent and widespread phenomenon. Its manifestations have been observed galaxy-wide, and despite its apparently anti-mimetic properties, have been frequent enough to provide documentable bodies of evidence by those with the ken to see its importance. Many individuals across the 10,000 years of human hegemony have made it their life's work, or at least significant dedication, to document, track, and attempt to discern the phenomenon's secrets. Yet none has succeeded. Persist these individuals yet do. Seemingly unlike a great many of the galaxy's mysteries, this one, by all evidence, appears to have humanity's best interests at heart. Quite beyond the academic curiosities of its particular functionality, the military and logistical applications of its abilities, should they somehow prove harnessable, would have profoundly widespread applications for the Imperium. As such, Legion manifestations are tracked by numerous Inquisitors, who extensively analyze the sites of their passage with all manner of arcane devices, both permitted and prescribed by the Adeptus Mechanicus. But if any of these expeditions have ever yielded concrete evidence of any sort, none has ever been published, even within the most secret circles of the Holy Ordos. What has been established is that the manifestation is not some form of advanced teleportation, or if it is, it is unlike anything recorded in all Imperial history, including the more exotic forms of Xenos translocation, such as that observable amongst the Necrons. Neither is there any verifiable proof of unidentified or cloaked vessels, or spatial landers. Naturally, this has led scholars and inquisitors alike to conclude that the Legion of the Damned manifests from the Immaterium, translocating directly from either hidden starships, the secret base of operations, or the warp itself into the material plane. Such an ability is hitherto undreamed of. Even the riskiest means of warp travel still require navigators with the ability to scry the Astronomicon, or teleportation technology to punch holes through warp space between two points in the Materium. This would imply that the Legion possesses a technology of wholly unknown means and capabilities, unlike anything the Imperium has ever catalogued. Or, as is possibly the more common belief, that the Legion's Astartes have some form of innate mastery over the warp itself, akin to, for example, the Xenos species known as the Enslavers. The latter supposition is lent further credence by observed instances of the Legion phenomenon occurring within regions of the galaxy cut off from the Imperium by immaterial instability, such as warp storms. That type of phenomenon that renders conventional access difficult to impossible. Further still, diligent investigators have noted what appear to be the same individual Astartes of the Legion present in two entirely different volumes of space within time frames that would render even the fastest of warp travel unfeasible. In such cases, the Astigmatan anomaly, the same individual was recorded as manifesting simultaneously in two parts of the material plane at the same time. The warp's powers are many, and yet many more are ill understood and defy conventional rationality. Yet even accounting for severe chronological dilation, adequate explanations for the Legion's nature are not forthcoming. Many, including high-ranking officials within the Ordo Malleus, have taken this as proof that the Legion phenomenon is born of the Dark Gods, claiming that even if its actions render the Imperium some good, such good is derived from a power wholly inhuman, and thus is to be rebuked. Others, including Inquisitors of the Ordo Chronos, are more circumspect. This Ordo Minoris holds speciality over temporal anomalies, and naturally, its Inquisitors are highly curious about the Legion phenomenon. They seek to harness them for the betterment of the Imperium, yet have not had any luck. Their efforts are perennially frustrated, It appears that the more concentrated an effort an individual makes to encounter a manifestation of the Legion, the more they will be barred from doing so by unexplained happenstances. Transport malfunctions, inclement weather, geological instabilities, warp storms, even instances of mass aneurysms, or brute force telekinetic bursts. All of these things have denied Ordo Chronos Inquisitors their opportunity to access the location of Legion manifestations. And always until the flame-wreathed Astartes vanish. It would appear that the phenomenon has a capacity to be aware of when individuals are actively seeking to observe it, and as well possesses the ability to deny this through means indirect and quite direct. Many scholars of the Legion have reached the conclusion that the phenomenon is entirely psychic and immaterial in nature. Some have termed it a consensual collective hallucination, noting that within this galaxy of ours, the power of belief, if strong enough, can yield tangible impacts on local reality. Such arcane and borderline heretical musings posit that humanity's collective subconscious, in strong concentrations, such as an army, when placed under dire circumstances, such as the certainty of death and defeat, has the power to make manifest their collective belief in deliverance and reprieve. This particular theory hinges upon the supposition that humanity's countless trillions, all of whom possess some degree of unconscious connection to the warp, have for millennia held within their souls the image of such deliverance in one pure form, the Imperial Space Marine, the Emperor's Angels of Death, the embodiment of the Master of Mankind's divine retribution in a solid and tangible form. It is impossible to deny that the Astartes, since their creation in the Unification Wars, have brought unto this galaxy of ours conquest, torment, horror, death, and, yes, deliverance. The Astartes has been integral to our imperial imagery. Its iconography and propaganda throughout the lives of countless humans across 10 millennia. But they have embedded themselves so deep within popular imagination as to stir something within the Immaterium's deepest tides. Does not wholly strain credulity. Yet others, and especially scholars of the Adeptus Astartes themselves, have suggested that the Legion phenomenon is tied to the Astartes. Several have penned treatises pointing to the horrific psychological impact of events that took place during the Horus Heresy. Calamities such as the loss of tens of thousands of Marines during the Istvan III and V atrocities, the death of Legion Primarchs during the Dropsite Massacre, the Battle of Pluto, and the Siege of Terra. We have an array of, albeit heavily restricted, sources that display the profound damage that the loss of Ferus Manus and Sanguinius did to the Iron Hands and Blood Angels legions respectively, and sundry theories on how debilitating the Age of Darkness in general was to the warriors of the legions that survived that benighted epoch. Such scholars believe that the trauma of an age ran so deep as to embed itself within the gene seed of the Astartes themselves, thus becoming transmissible to later generations through their hundreds of successor chapters from subsequent foundings. If so, Astartes that remain loyal to the Emperor yet possess a deep and indelibly genetic sense of betrayal, a righteous fury for the foes of the Imperium that clamor to yet consume us. Such is the generally maimed psyche of the Astartes, their minds torn asunder by mimetic conditioning during their ascension from an adolescent to a gene-wrought adult transhuman soldier, that their convictions as a whole manifest the Legion, albeit without anything approximating direct control. It is certainly within the admittedly more extreme realms of plausibility. The Primarchs were creations of the Emperor's own hand, and that the very stuff of the warp being in part intertwined with their genetics is highly likely, although remains stridently debated by scholars with access to such knowledge. Likewise, the relationship of the Space Marine gene seed to the gene stuff of their progenitors is wholly ill understood. But it is impossible to deny that psychanic trauma reactions have always existed within Astarte's history. Finally, it is further acknowledged amongst records that one has been granted especial access to by the dispensation of the Imperial Household, that the phenomenon in part associated with the Legion is not merely occurrence of the post-heresy period. A remarkably similar manifestation occurred during the climactic engagement of what secret histories have come to term the Webway War, a protracted conflict within that ill-understood dimensional space fought for several years, from Magnus's folly to its eventual terrible conclusion. During the final battle, the Emperor of Mankind took to the Webway's battlefield alongside his companions of the Legio Custodes, the Null Maidens of the Anathema Psychana, Tagmata of the Mechanicum of Mars, and the Psi Titans of the Ordo Sinister, ranged against a horde of demonic emanations that had breached the Webway thanks to the actions of Magnus the Red. During the battle, such was the psychic might of the Imperial forces, and the intermingling of warp emanations and the Webway's architecture itself, that observers noted the presence on the battlefield of fiery embodiments of Astartes, figures that appeared to take the field in immaterial power armor, led by what, for all the world, appeared to be an ethereal figure resembling the deceased Primarch Ferus Manus. No explanation was forthcoming for this manifestation. Such was the ultimate disaster of the Webway War, and of the coming siege, that no investigation was possible, even if one had been desired to be ordered. Unfortunately for history, this instance remains a wholly inconclusive footnote in the history of the Legion of the Damned, to be included in supposition merely for the similarities, linked only by a curious set of circumstances and possibly coincidental aesthetics. A perhaps altogether more terrifying interpretation of the Legion's nature was proposed by the renegade Inquisitor Quizos, prior to his death at the hands of the famous, but laterally infamous, fellow renegade Inquisitor Eisenhorn. Quizos' writings, made accessible to high-ranking Logos chroniclers under the most stringent of memetic conditionings, state quite plainly that just as the gods of the warp, those greater intelligences of primordial annihilation, just as they have demonic emanations of lesser and greater varieties, so too does the Emperor, glutted on 10 millennia of human worship, possess demons of his own, manifestations, fragments and reflections of his divine might swollen by the belief of his flock. Quizos, deep within his researches into the demonic, the immaterial, and the arcane, held similar and deeply heretical convictions concerning the blessed saints of the Imperium, notably figures like the vaunted Saint Celestine, given her, by his word, patently sorcerous abilities. While your most humble servant has opined in depth upon the blessed martyrs of the Imperium in previous records that acolytes may peruse at their leisure, Quizos' theorem is similar in many respects to those previously committed to this record, albeit of one that casts the Legion as not merely a psychic manifestation, but as actual warp emanations, creatures of the Immaterium in much the same way as a plague-bearer of the god of pestilence or a blue horror of the changer of the waves is. Naturally, this theory has borne the least reference in scholarly investigation into the Legion effect, both for the rarity of its copies and its wholly heretical understanding of the interactivity between planes of reality and unreality. There yet remains one theory regarding the nature of the Legion, and one that is at least slightly more grounded within the material rather than the esoteric musings on the powers of the Emperor or mankind's unconsciousness. Several scholars yet insist the Legion of the Damned is no psychic phenomenon, but actually the remnants of a chapter of Astartes, transformed via calamity into the mysterious beings we now know. It is, of course, far from unknown for Astartes chapters in Imperial history to have vanished during warp transit and emerged changed beyond recognition, bearers of some horrific warp-born curse or contagion. Most infamous, of course, are the 14th Legion Death Guard, transformed in near totality from baseline Astartes into the bloated, corrupted plague monstrosities they have become during transit to the Siege of Terra. In this particular case, scholars claim that the Legion of the Damned are the remnants of the Firehawks chapter, which vanished in their entirety in 963 M41, during transit to the Eldari-besieged Crow's World subsector. After 2 decades, the chapter was officially declared Perditus in Imperial records, struck off active duty roles across the galaxy. The Firehawks' history was one marked by fury, disaster, and resurgence, rising to initial fame for their involvement in the conflicts of the Age of Apostasy, which saw their homeworld of Zoros subjected to exterminatus by forces loyal to the mad tyrant Goj Vandyre. Their involvement in the calamitous Bedab War is currently being detailed in a separate record, but suffice it to say, as one of the first loyalist chapters to become involved in the conflict, their losses in bringing the war to a conclusion were grievous indeed, standing at a mere 22% of their pre-war strength as early as 907 M41. It was this barely recovered remnant that disappeared nearly 60 years later. The loss of so loyal a chapter, however debilitated, was a tragedy for the Imperium. If the theory of their ultimate fate is to be believed, both their fervor and ill fortune would persist long after their disappearance. According to data supposedly recovered and subsequently redacted from a wrecked starship discovered adrift in the void decades after the Firehawks vanished, 200 Astartes survived their passage within the warp, one that diminished the chapter's capabilities severely. This would mean that the chapter was once more reduced to approximately 20% of its operating strength, having only recently begun to rebuild following the losses of Bedab. The survivors, enduring a hellish passage fraught with death and destruction, were stranded in the Materium, but irrevocably changed by their journey. They now bore a warp-born contagion that transformed their bodies, their flesh burning with eldritch fire, blackening and breaking, yet still living. Unwilling to simply accept their fate and die useless deaths, yet equally unwilling to have direct contact with the Imperium, the survivors scoured their armor of its former insignia, resolving to continue fighting in the Emperor's name now and forevermore. The name Legion of the Damned is not a creation of their own, but one applied to them by witnesses, witnesses tormented forever by the scent of their burning flesh. While this story does offer a narratively satisfying, if melancholic, end to the tale of so loyal a chapter as the Firehawks, a major issue emerges when one considers that appearances of the Legion of the Damned phenomenon occurred significantly prior to 963 M41. While the Legion is, as discussed earlier, clearly unaffected by so mortal a consideration as linear chronology, the Firehawks' tale casts them as having a wholly material origin, namely that they are a mundane Astartes, transformed by the warp into something altogether more, rather than a distinct warp effect in and of itself. One must, of course, acknowledge a rather salient point in favor of this theory, the existence of the Warp Ghosts Astartes chapter. While little is known of these heretics, what tales we have recorded of them demonstrate a complete lack of grounding within temporal normality. This is far from unknown for individuals that dwell almost wholly within the Eye of Terror, as this chapter does. From what the Imperium can establish, they provide services as ferrymen, guiding heretic forces through the Ocularis Terriblis's more turbulent tides. As mentioned, they are unbound by time itself. Members will meet more chronologically consistent individuals, wholly out of sync with anything even approximating time. In one specific instance, A warp ghost's representative supposedly met his past self and took him into the chapter's thrall. While such a causality loop threatens to overwhelm sanity, it should be acknowledged that such is the enduring madness of the warp. We are constantly forced to consider the absolutely impossible when discussing its effects. In recent years, the High Lords of the Senatorum Imperialis have commissioned an exhaustive report on the Legion of the Damned by the Adept Quadrimestra. Their thesis on perpetual martyrdom has attempted to correlate and examine the various theories surrounding the phenomenon, in much the same manner as your most humble servant has undertaken with this chronicle. Quadrimestra concluded that, while the Legion is not specifically the Firehawks, they are a still lost Astartes force, drawn from either a single disappeared chapter or several, all of whom share the same warp-born metaphysical malady that grants them their uncanny powers. The Adept termed the condition pyromortis, the process by which the immaterial flame wreathes the Legionnaire and his enemies, although notably, Quadrimestra considers the condition as a final and fatal expression of the malady afflicting the Legion. In effect, the Adept posits that the emergence of the flames signals the drawing to an end of the afflicted Legionnaire's lifespan, that as his death approaches, so too do the intensities of the flames build, until he is unto a walking inferno. Many reports of the Legion do indeed record instances of Astartes becoming especially infernal, more column of walking fire than space marine. And Quadrimestra is diligent in their linking of this last act to the instances of martyrdom amongst imperial saints, notably the self-immolation of Saint Demetrius, although while the Adeptus Ministorum are eager to proselytize on the backs of these holy acts, they have thus far been unwilling to take any formal, established position on the Legion of the Damned. If acolytes may permit your most humble servant his own musings, the concept of the Legion phenomenon as being formed of actual flesh and blood Astartes holds little weight following one's own examinations. While yes, one will concede that all things are made disturbingly possible when reality and unreality interact, too much of the Legion's functioning does not align with so mundane an origin. For one, there is a simple consideration of replenishment. While almost never manifesting in mass deployments, the persistence of the Legion phenomenon for centuries, and especially as it is quantified by Quadrimestra, would imply they have taken many casualties from the effects of the so-called pyromortis syndrome. This in turn implies replenishment. As far as recently as the Noctis Aeterna, the Imperium has experienced periods of increasingly frequent Legion manifestations, as the battles of the 41st millennium waxed ever more apocalyptic. While divisions of space marines may disappear, one cannot imagine it happens with such a degree of frequency and under identical circumstances to supply fresh Astartes to the Legion of the Damned. There is a systemization that one does not, to own the truth, believe the warp to be capable of in such a fashion. Your most diligent servant is of the opinion that the Legion is indeed a psychic manifestation, an expression of the desperation of humanity's collective subconscious after 10,000 years of relentless propaganda and ceaseless warfare. We are a maimed species, our psyche rent asunder by the multifarious torments and horrors of the galaxy and of our own empire. We look to the Astartes for deliverance while simultaneously bearing the cultural scars of the deepest sort from that time when they were our destroyers. That the evidence of our own eyes, of that transhuman dread we feel in their presence, is so utterly wrong. Yet they are one of our greatest weapons, murderers par excellence, slaughterers of our enemies, and one believes that within this dissonance lies the creation of the Legion of the Damned. They are Astartes as we both need them and fear them. specters of death and devastation wreathed in the flames of our mythic underworlds. Deathly pale, clad in night and bone, come to save us at the very hour of our doom, answerable to none, answerable to naught, driven by an instinctive desire to end those that oppose humanity. There is something so fundamentally primal in their aspect that they simply must be of the warp. For what is the immaterium but a great seething mass of the human unconscious, a mirror through which our torments are refracted and spat back at us? Alas, such notions vex and exhaust me in equal measure. One must lay this record down, with timid hopes that it may have served your elucidation. Until next time, Ave Imperator. Gloria in excelsis terra. This video and this channel were made possible thanks to the very kind donations and support from my Patreon subscribers. If you'd like to help support the channel, head on over to patreon.com/oculusimperia. If you'd like to receive more updates about the channel and any future videos, you can contact me or follow me on Twitter @oculusimperia. Otherwise, please like, subscribe, comment, let me know your feedback, and as ever, thank you very much for watching.